Political activism may find common ground across generations this summer outside the gates of Bohemian Grove. Glenn Tryon, a part of the Bohemian Grove Action Network for 30 years, says some of the local longtime members of that informal group have recently begun strategizing for a resumption of their annual protests.
We're hoping to form a large coalition primarily based on the Occupy movement, joining in with the Bohemian Grove Action Network, which of course already exists. We're hoping to have them help us to expose who Bohemian Grove members are.
Doing so ties directly into the vernacular of the Occupy world, as Bohemian Club members neatly personify the 1%.
That was our message back then. We didn't use the percentage example, but it fits perfectly, and that's why we felt we need to do it again this year, because along comes Occupy with that concept, which everybody seems to get.
Mary Moore is a founder of the Bohemian Grove Action Network, began for short, who has come out of her self-declared retirement for this renewed demonstration.
I vowed I was never going to do it again. It's a lot of work. Every year that we did it, we started around February or March, and here we are again. I kick myself all the time for taking this on, but this coming together with the Occupy concept, how can we ignore the 1% in our backyard when they make such a good example?
Unlike the extended protests of the 1980s and 90s, which maintained a presence outside the Grove for the full 17 days of the Bohemians' encampment, Tryon says this year's planned action will focus on just one day.
Our plan at this point is to have an action there on July 14th, the opening Saturday of their encampment, the day that they do a ceremony called the Cremation of Care.
They claim that they are the men that carry the cares of the world around on their shoulders, and that in order to recreate, they have to burn dull care. And they have this elaborate ceremony. It's at the bottom of a 40-foot stone owl. I don't even begin to try to take a position on what it's all about. But once we got that concept, we did an annual resurrection of care to counter their cremation.
As Moore and other elders from Began reach out to the Occupy generations, they now have available the new tools of social media to expand their organizing efforts. What that might mean in terms of how many people join in is anyone's guess, Tryon says.
I started my involvement in 1982, and there was no such thing as Facebook or Twitter. There wasn't even Google. Being that there's been somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 people there back at that time, it's really hard to say. I'm not even going to venture a guess, given that Occupy has basically a younger generational focus. We expect that we'll be having quite a bit of presence from younger people.
Protesting at the gates of the exclusive camp in the Redwoods near Monterio helps call some measure of public attention to what is happening at the Grove and who is involved. But Moore says there's no indication that the demonstrators have succeeded in changing anything that goes on inside the gates. But they have not gone unnoticed either.
That's the one thing we have the power to do, to bug the hell out of them.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.